Okay, here's the actual AIB. Oh, my computer is jumping around like crazy. I'm sorry, folks. You have to pick it up. For some reason, I'm getting locked out of the AIB.
Copy that. Okay, I'll finish the AIB. So the actual intelligence brief for last Monday, July 28, 2025, came across as follows. Note, 24 hours before Amron's annual exercise, T-Rex 2025, was set to begin, which included attacks on Starlink internet systems, a real-world Starlink outage swept across the globe. The first source is Telecom's Tech News. Starlink outage disrupts millions as software failure cripples network. The Starlink global outage that struck on July 24, 2025, marked one of the most significant disruptions in the satellite internet services operational history, leaving millions of users worldwide without connectivity for over 2 hours. Unprecedented failure, critical vulnerabilities in what has become essential infrastructure for military operations, rural connectivity, and emergency services. That's pretty big. Break. And last, the source is Daily Security Review. Volt Typhoon Energy Grid cyber attack exposes U.S. infrastructure vulnerabilities. An energy grid cyber attack on U.S. has exposed vulnerabilities within the U.S. power grid. Security researchers at Dragos uncovered a prolonged cyber intrusion by the Volt Typhoon Advanced Persistent Threat Group, a threat actor linked to China. The intrusion targeted Littleton Electric Light and Water Departments, a small public power utility in Massachusetts. Volt Typhoon maintained unauthorized access to this Energy Department's operation technology network for nearly a year, from February to November of 2024. End of message. Back to you, Ken.
Thanks, Kimber, and I managed to pull it up after you got started. I don't know what's going on, but the gremlins are out. This is WRUA 709. One other comment. I don't know if any of you noticed it, but there was a report out recently that the axis of the Earth has moved by several degrees, tilting more than it usually does, which will give it some effect on weather and some other things. So I'm sure there'll be more to follow about that. Okay, so now we're going to go to the Channel 3 project, and like I started to say, the CB Channel 3s were done in the Illinois Valley at 6:15, and in the Greater Grants Pass area at 6:30. Illinois Valley Amron Channel 3 FRS and MERS check-ins are on Mondays during EvocNet. All other Channel 3 checks take place right now. There are several consistent operators that have great coverage in our area. Roger 746 runs the Channel 3 project. Also, Cameron 644, Jim 787 in the Grants Pass area assist. So try and check in tonight and see how you do.